Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be scared. I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Don't want no money. Shit's ugly. Just want your set. Take a bite of my bad girl me. Take a bite of me. Show me your teeth. Let me see what I mean. Got no direction. I need direction. Just got my bound. Take a bite of my bad girl me.
Whenever you hear music like that at the start, that usually means that we're going to go off, which we are.
Of course.
Was that a warning sign?
Of course. Warning ahead of time. And if you heard that meow in the background, that was my cat, who apparently does not like when I don't pay attention to her. But anyway, moving on.
Somebody heard your cat. What is with you and Ginger? And y'all think everybody hears y'all's pet. Okay, that time I heard her. Stop it.
See? She's loud. Okay.
Stop it. You're a kitten for a kitten face. Tell your kitten face to stop it.
Kitten face.
I said no. That was an outage.
That was a hell no.
Hell
no. All right, it is, what month is it? Is it?
Oh, my God.
It's June, man. It's June.
All right, it's June 4th, 2013. Oh, my God, it's been 6 months, Corey.
What happened? What? Who?
It's been 6 months.
6 months since what?
You know. Anyway.
Oh, you know what? No.
It just hit me. June 4th, 2013.
Leave it.
It's going to help me get angry. You'll be all right. June 4th, 2013. I'm going to use that later. I'm Snow White. I got one of my dwarves right here. Her name is Noisy. The others are out cleaning the apartment, which they really need to be doing because it's a mess. And then we have Corey/Gaminatrix up in the hizzle. Hello.
Texting me. Yes, ma'am.
I'm not texting you.
Not talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Person that's texting me can hear me and they know. Stop texting me.
Well, you need your ass beat. Okay.
I do. That's why they're texting me.
Damn. I need some of that. Not him. Somebody else. Send me somebody. Okay.
Like I was going to share. Did you really
I
need to clarify?
I share with you. God.
Like I was going to share. Did you need to clarify? There was nothing to clarify at all.
I'm just saying. I'm just making sure. There's also Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle. Ooh, is our redheaded stepchild, and actually brought up the subject that we're going to be ranting about in just a few minutes as soon as I finish our intro. It's, God, what day is it? It's Tuesday. God, what's wrong with me today? It's Tuesday. It's Picks and Easter time. I'm so glad I could be here. I've missed the last few. I've missed you guys. I know you've missed me because I'm just wonderful like that. Aw, I know.
Baby.
Oh, yeah, you mushy, mushy. Okay.
I don't want to talk no more.
We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitches in fashion, and we love it. And I'm fairly sure that we give, what's her name, Joan Rivers? I'm fairly sure we give her a run for her money with some of the shit we say.
You know what? Please don't go
I'm
up
just
against
saying.
Don't. That's just that. You know they follow us. Don't do that. Don't be issuing
Joan. What's up? How's the silicone hanging?
I'm.
Y'all, our phone is going to ring, and it's going to be Joan Rivers, and I'm just going to back the fuck up.
Nothing hanging because she's had so much plastic surgery. She can blink her lips.
Oh, damn. I know these two irreverent bitches are not giving you your due, but please don't call in. If you call in, just leave me out of it. I'm just going
to... No. I have to clarify. I love Joan Rivers. She is scathing. She's brilliant. She's fashionable. And she looks damn good. So whatever you're doing, keep at it. I'm just giving you hell because I know you can take it. Let me give you the call-in number if you want to call in. I don't usually do this on Picks and Easy, but I feel like doing it today, just in case, Joan, you are listening. The call-in number... The call-in number is 347-215-7977. And unless you are Joan Rivers, keep your ass on topic. Shut up, cat. We'll have to boot you off the air. And that's it. So I do want to... Why are you getting into my boots, dude?
Why are you...
Showing the clothes, man.
What is wrong with you two? Why are you all so crazy today?
Well, you know why I'm crazy, so...
I don't know why I'm crazy.
Why are you not on the couch?
Look, I'm not. I don't even know I'm logged in yet. Y'all remember I crashed. So is this a new couch?
It's my.
It's not mine. It's hers.
It's old school. It has pose balls.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, I had to de-render the pose balls.
It's old school. I couldn't help it, dude. I mean, I haven't bought mesh furniture on this character. Haven't needed to.
Y'all check out my lovely, yeah. Y'all
work, you girl. Work.
See how I work.
Work with your, like, you're, like, awkward.
I don't know. Your outfit's, like, not working, girl. What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of sideways or something. I'm really just not sure what's happening. I think I'm having a weird glitch. I just am. I'm going to sit my ass down. That's not cute.
You need to sit your ass down. Use that pose ball, bitch.
I'm trying. I think this did something here to NCI. It's really laggy for me, and the water is really gorgeous. It was never that pretty. You know what? They changed the simulator version.
They did. You're right. It looks much more realistic now. Holy shit.
Yeah, they changed the simulator version on here. Let me check.
But that cracking in the background, that is pissing me off.
I was wondering why I've been lagging like a fucking low lately.
Yeah, they changed the simulator version.
Well, no, here it's not too bad, but like where my house is, oh my God, every time I get there, it's like, oh shit, molasses.
Yeah, because I thought I had everything turned. I thought I had everything turned up high. I just checked and it's not up high. So let me just get in close upon us because that's the only way I can look at this. You know what? This couch is not bad for a prim couch.
It's really not. It's really heavy on the prims, but the textures are awesome. If it was just not so primmy, I'd love it.
Why is my belly showing? I appreciate that there, Top.
That's what we've been seeing. That's why I've been asking. What's going on, man? It looks like,
I think they're supposed to put out a version or some sort of patch so the new simulator is not this glitchy.
Well,
on the sim that I RP on, they switched over to the new simulator, and I've been crashing like every day, 15 times a day.
I crash on the older ones. I crash on the new ones. It's the ones in between that's nice. Yeah, I'm not appreciating this at all. I don't appreciate this messing me all up.
My thought is, I built the damn NASA Space Center. Damn it, I shouldn't be lagging. I shouldn't be crashing.
You are absolutely. You are absolutely right. You should not be crashing, but yet
damn
you
right.
Still.
But yet you are.
You are.
SL has prejudice against Andy.
You tell him stop it. You tell him, girl.
You leave Ginger alone. Yes,
yeah, let her wait for
Ginger. She's cute.
She's so cute. Look at that face.
Oh,
all right,
my
do we...
God.
Speaking of cuteness, let me tell you how cute she was when she brought up the subject to us in Skype.
Man,
we had no...
I was not cute. I was
wait,
like frothing.
No,
you were
adorable. And let me tell you why you were adorable. Because you were rambling, and me and Coy were like, what the fuck?
When she does that, the better she is, the less sense it makes when she tells me. I'll be like, Ginger, you can it's calm. Breathe.
And it's so funny because she just rambled, and for a little while we were like, what are you talking about?
Anybody else.
Angry chipmunks and
you know, if it was anybody else, I'd have been like, you know what? I'm not talking to this bitch. I'm just going, I don't even have time for this. But because I know that she has the capabilities to write, and rather brilliantly, I had to, okay, I'm going to need you to slow down. I know that you're upset because usually you're very eloquent, but what the fuck is Ginger talking about? I was looking at the screen. What the fuck is she talking about? He's going blah, blah. And you know what I heard in my head? Let me tell you who I saw in my head. I did not see Ginger. I saw this girl from the hood. She's popping gum.
Uh-huh.
She got on a bad weave, and it's kind of matted on the side, and you came running up to me out of breath, and you had a Slurpee in your hand. You were like, he just going to start saying, da-da-da-da. It's like, what are you talking about, girl? And then I was over there, and then Renee said that they had seen them over there, and, yeah.
Yeah,
I saw her standing there, one hand on one hip, the hip cocked out to the side, the other hand up in there with a finger raised and doing the whole head roll that went all the way down her body. You know, when they get really mad, it's just not the head roll. It's the whole fucking body. It's into it, you know?
Yeah. And girl, because you got to say it that long.
Got to have the long girl. I know he just didn't.
You're like, who?
I was like, what the hell? It was like the day for like stupid things or something today.
Okay, so now we need to tell everybody else. See how you all are confused? That's how we felt.
Exactly. That's exactly how we felt. So Ginger, why don't you break it down? Give us a down low.
All right. So, can't really name names of the other people, but here. All right. So here's what's going on. There is a guy, and we found him. I'm going to show you his fabulous purple website. Let me get this up for you.
Why purple? I don't understand. Okay.
I don't know. The guy owns Molto.ming.com. Never heard of this place before until today. His name is Maxis Loon. Apparently, he's some sort of mass advertiser wannabe guy for Second Life for different stores. Like, we've got Kale Culture, we've got Legal Insanity, Alvulu, Giza, mm-hmm. Moria Style, and several others going down his page. And so, without naming names, it was brought to my attention that this guy had approached a girl and made a deal with her that he would help grow her brand, and I'm totally doing the air quotes here, grow her brand if she would pretty much give over half ownership and profits of her work to him. So this meant everything in her store, 50% profits, went to this guy. Also, she had to give the PSD files to this guy of her work, completely all permissions to him, and then he would advertise for her and get her followers and people in the store and get her set up with events and stuff.
And promised her he'd walk on water because he's Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, yeah,
which is crazy. Anybody in SL knows if you give your PSD files of what you're working on to somebody, they then own it and can do whatever the hell they want with it.
Well, no, not just PSD files in Second Life. That is true of any medium, any designer of a website, business cards, ads will not hand over a PSD file. Generally, if you are designing a website for somebody or doing a logo for them, you ask them what format will the printer need, and the printer will never need a PSD because you mm-hmm. cannot print from a PSD. So there's really no reason for this person to have the PSD other than he's going to do something with it he has no business doing.
Exactly. I mean, even because we both own stores inside Second Life, if somebody wants me to make a concept of something, like I'm working on a cheerleader outfit for Toddly Do, a 3K role-playing place. Mm-hmm. I made the outfit. I'm not sending the outfit to them. No, I'm taking pictures of me in it, of my Toddly Do. And then
she learned the lesson, because last time I was fussing at her about the girlfriend handing over your stuff.
Yes. And then I am sending it back. So, or sending the picture to them. And if they want to see it, I'll happily teleport to them. But I'm not giving them any files. I'm not giving them the pictures. It's mine. So, yeah. But I can't imagine 50% of your profit to this guy so that he'll advertise you in fashion groups. Supposedly get you followers and everything. So we started digging and you just gonna boot me up off the bed?
Sit down again.
I'm froze. I can't do it. I'm froze. Look, I have to say I'm froze like that. I have to say I'm froze. Yeah.
There we go.
You have to say it just like that. I'm froze. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. So it's just completely nuts. And so we started. Well, Corey did some more digging, but we started digging around looking for information on this guy. And stuff just didn't add up. Like, I'm going to show you on this one page. If you can see, he shows members, 288 members. On the next page, you get looking at members, and where is it? There was a badge that said 1,000 and something, or 2,000 and something. I can't find it now. But anyways, it showed that he had like 2,000 followers. As Corey points out, that means that he's got some kind of cool little add-on for his website that's padding his counts. How many people visit, how many people have joined, all of this. Corey even pulled him up on Alexis.
Alexa.
Do I still have that pulled up? And he doesn't
have nothing pulled up.
That. I'll give you what I got.
It's okay. I'm watching us, so that's fine. But I was like, I don't have any of that stuff pulled up. So I did issue a challenge to him on Twitter. He has not responded. Looks like he doesn't visit his Twitter very often either. The biggest thing is you can start a business like this. I've seen people that do it in Second Life where they offer to do advertising for you. And it's one of the most difficult businesses to start, even more difficult than doing clothes, because this person has basically tasked himself with going through Second Life and finding every advertising place and doing this for you. Okay, and that's why they usually charge so much money, because it's a lot of work. You have to go find advertisements. You have mm-hmm. to figure out how to put all the people that are supposed to be your customers up, where to put them in the right place on top of that, because obviously you don't want to stick advertisements for, none outfits on a sim where they're – you know, selling baby stuff. You know, you have to make sure you're, you know, right market. And it's harder in Second Life because Second Life has no rhyme or reason. A lot of people don't know that when you get in Second Life, there's not a place where this is where all the role play people are. This is where all the babies are. This is where all the sex stuff is. It's pretty much if you happen across it, you just happen to cross it. So there's no specific area for that stuff. So it's a hard job without somebody lying about what they're able to do. So you don't have to lie. You just have to be ready to work hard.
Yeah, he's not working hard. And here's the thing. There's another thing I wanted to point out that he said. This is another lie. That's obviously. He put on there somewhere that he had how many Twitter followers, was it?
2,500.
He said he had 2,500 Twitter followers. When Corey went to Twitter, he has how many?
568. That it did open back up. 568 followers is what he has.
Yes. So not only is he lying about the number of people on his website that he's touting as being his main moneymaker, he also is lying about how many followers he has on Twitter. And this is something that you guys can easily check. And, you know, and this is something you really need to check. If somebody's trying to get you into some sort of business venture, please check this shit out before you actually do anything.
Yeah.
And this was easy. This was one of the easy ones to check out. He put up numbers. All you had to do is verify if what he was saying was correct. Not difficult to check. Alexa data, same thing. And first and foremost, the designers, because we're planning on sharing this with a lot of designers we know on Second Life that won't be listening live, but you'll be listening later. The first thing you want to check is if someone has a website. You can go to Alexa and put in that website name and check the amount of numbers they say that they're getting. And even if you don't want to do that, this is an Ing site. Just sharing my knowledge of websites, Alexa for the most part has difficulty rating sites that are underneath something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like you couldn't say, "Let me rate my Facebook page." There's a page. There are services that do that, but those are usually paid for. So he would have to already have been paying for that, and it should be linked on his page. You know, I use this particular service to track my Ing pages, and so you know this is how much people that are coming to look at it, and you should have access to be able to at least pull a widget or something where you can keep up with it. You basically need somebody that's going to provide you with stats. If he's not doing that, then you don't give him your money. If he can't tell you, we were privy to some private conversations that basically says he's not able to pull stats. He's basically saying, you know, you don't know what I do. No, we don't know what you do. We want to know. We want you to tell the person what it is that you're doing. My first thing.
We want you to tell them the truth.
Yeah, the first thing that stands out to me is not only lying about the amount of Twitter followers, but there's not a whole lot of tweets. Which means people are not coming to see him, which means they're not seeing your stuff. A lot of this stuff, people, is just basic logic. If you don't, they don't go to his Twitter page, he doesn't tweet a lot, they don't see your stuff. You just paid money, and there's no reason for it.
And also, he called his website a social networking website, which, you know, in theory, is awesome. I mean, dude, seriously, social networking for fashion? That's fucking awesome. The only problem is there's no networking going on.
Nope.
We saw no evidence of sharing. We saw no evidence of conversations going on. There were a few blurbs of, like, statements made. But even when Corey went to check the forum, he doesn't visit the forums. There were
2010.
Yeah. And the last post was in 2010, and you're still giving him money, and it's 2013. What are you doing?
A discussion forum. This group does not have any discussions yet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a comment wall. The last comment was made on September 26th of 2011.
Obviously, it's not going to be worth your time to give this guy any money. Do your homework.
I think the thing that also scares me the most is some of you run businesses in Second Life, and as we always say, you're super talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we dabble, but there's some people in there I can't touch and won't be able to. I'm most amazed that he managed to pull Giza, and Giza has been around for ever. And they had tend to do their own marketing. I've seen their own marketing. Their ads are beautiful. And that picture that we saw that he has in the magazine, if you showed it, that's not Photoshop. I can tell that's a real picture. That was not Photoshop. That's their real clothes. That's, you know, just a regular SL viewer. Nothing was changed. They didn't change the hair. All that is their shit just plain out now. It's a picture. This is what it looks like when you put it on, period. So I'm kind of shocked to see them in there because I don't know the owner of Giza. We haven't actually interacted with them yet, but I always look at them as you got to be smart because they're one of the larger people in Second Life. So you have to have some smarts to get to be that big, you know. And I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm just saying I expected more like Giza. How did he suck Giza? of all people. Some of the smaller ones, maybe you're just starting out, and people that are in Second Life before, because some of you that may be listening to this say, oh, well, I don't care, you know, he just got money off of me. Second Life money costs real money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is money out of your pocket.
A lot of money. And he's telling people that he's making $3,000 a month off of this.
Yeah, then he's making it off of some of you that are being suckers. Don't get caught up in your don't get caught up in this. I mean, there's a even that remember that one we happened across Fashion Centric.
Yeah,
I don't like that she charges, but she charges nowhere near what he's charging.
No.
He charges $100 a week or something like that she charges for you to have free access to her group, and then she has it set up with a network of signs. Now, I don't particularly like that because, you know, I'm not making that kind of money to be able to afford her, but she's not duping anybody. I can clearly see what she's doing. I just think she's expensive.
I don't know anybody else who uses her. Otherwise,
yeah.
I might. But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I haven't run across her signs
small.
In one or two stores, and then but there's a lot of designers that are a member of her group because I get the things like every couple of hours, so people are using it to send out notices. I just don't know that shoppers are a member of it, and that's the other thing you need to be looking at whenever you go to join a group if you can. She'll let you join the group and won't charge you. Once you're in there, before even with her, you can look and see how many people in here are designers and how many people are actual, you know, people that looking at clothes. And if there's not a lot of people in the group that look at clothes, then you might want to just hold off on doing something like that until you're making enough.
Because an SL group space is at a premium.
Yeah. So you're not making Giza money and you can't afford to be losing $100 a week, then I wouldn't do it.
Can't imagine. I mean, we were privy to some conversation and, you know, talking over it, looking at it. Ridiculous, some of the things. I mean, like, at one point, I'm not going
to
name names, but at one
point.
You want
to, though, so bad, don't you?
I do. At one point, there was mention of the designer closing the store and no longer making the items that were being made. And the guy was like, go ahead, do it. I'll pretty much open it back up and sell your stuff anyways because I have it. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Okay, I have a response to that. This is my response. For those of you that are already involved with this guy, and all three of us have said this right before the show, but this is the response that we came up with. If you are caught up with this guy and you already know, listening to our show and you're like, oh shit, I'm getting fucked, because you are. You're getting fucked. 50% of your profits and giving him your PSDs, that is ridiculous, okay? Because guess what? He has your virtual balls over a fire.
Mm-hmm.
If you threaten to not give him any more money, he says, well, I'll just, you know, like he did for this person, I'll just use your PSDs and open up a store myself. He can do that because you gave them to him of your own free will. Okay?
Yeah,
there's
no legal recourse in any reality for that. If you went to court,
there's
they say you gave it away. You're not held at gunpoint. You gave away on your own.
But here's what you can do, and take my advice to heart. First of all, stop paying him, okay? If he says, then I'm going to go sell your stuff in a store, say, that's okay. I'll set it up for free myself.
No, I wouldn't say anything. I'd stop paying. No, I mean, because then that gives him another opportunity to try to beat you to the punch. He can still try to make money. I wouldn't say anything. I would, before I even say anything, I would take my stuff and put it up on the store for free. And then turn around and say, what now? What you going to do
now,
bitch?
I cannot wrap my mind around, why you would give him your PSDs. Why? What were you thinking? Oh, my God.
For those of you, this is insurance.
We'll both do our jobs.
Ginger, explain what a PSD is for those of us who don't know.
PSD is a Photoshop file. It is what we create to bring. All right, so in Photoshop, you make your textures for, say, like Corey has that shirt on, the black and white stripes, the red pants, all of that. Well, I can't say all of that, but at least the texturing was originally made in Photoshop. And then we import it into Second Life and we texture our items. And that's how you get the lovely red shaded pants and the black and white shirt and everything around us has a texture. The sky, the water, the wood, the chairs,
basically
the trees.
What makes the wood look like wood, that makes the pillow look like a pillow, and like it, if you touched it, how it would feel. If you're looking at if you're able to zoom in, because my Twitch is gone. What happened to my Twitch? There we go. If you can zoom in like on the pillow, well, you can't, can you? You can a little bit. zoom in on the pillows, you can see where if it looks like if you touched it, it would feel a certain way. You know, the pans looks like if you touched them, they would feel this way. That's what she means by texture.
Yep.
What's on it, what makes it look like a real, you know, that looks like a real leather sofa there that you're looking at. That's what texture is.
Exactly. So pretty much you are giving him your full permission textures for everything that you've made inside Second Life, everything that is making you money, you've just given him access to, so he can in turn make the same item and sell it underneath his brand, his name, and say it's his.
Yep.
Because you gave it to him and you gave him full permission. Or worse yet, what I'm a little bit afraid of with all of this is that he's not selling it here in Second Life. Oh, no, no.
He can be.
He's selling it somewhere like OpenSim or somewhere else.
Yeah, because those files do transfer to other places like Second Life. They're not as well known as Second Life, but same premise.
Spend money there.
Yeah, you can still people still spend their real money there. So you're losing out. So Snow's advice of make it for free. I just wouldn't say anything to him beforehand. Don't get ballsy until you've done it, so that he absolutely cannot do anything. And, you know, once you talk to him, send him a link and say, he said, by the way, I'm done paying you. Just wanted to let you know, consider this my notice. I'm gonna sell your stuff. Oh, are you really? Because it's already up on the marketplace for free. Have a good day.
But, I mean, even without these two having whatever, their falling out, their business partnership disintegrating, more or less,
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine as a creator somebody coming to me and being like, hey, you give me 50% of your profits and all of your work, and I will make you a big name. Well, no, because what happens when I no longer want to work with you?
Wait a minute, Snow is messing with me the way she's laying on the couch. Her hand moves, and I'm like, please don't go any further down.
That's funny.
You know me. You know me. I can't help it.
I got to around. You know me. Don't do it.
Let me tell you what my response would be if somebody came up to me and said that. I'd be like, you must be out your damn mind. I mean, seriously, there would be no what if later in the future I don't want to work. They'd be like, I don't even want to think about it. That's just not even going to be anywhere in my thoughts of me working with you when you want me to give you half my profits and all of the work that I did. Because what am I getting out of this? I'm getting half my profits. That's it?
The thing is, I know you're like, I can't imagine. Keep in mind, not everybody is just has natural business sense. Some of it is common sense, and sometimes you have to break it down. Maybe we can start having a business class, a basic common sense class, business practices in SL, and maybe we need I think there is a better business bureau here, but they don't do a whole lot of advertising and so on and so forth, and maybe they need to.
You can make a group for, what is it, like 20 Linden, 50 Linden, to make a group inside Second Life. Mm-hmm. And then you could go around to these blogs, find bloggers that are active, and take good quality pictures and ask them, hey, I'll give you this for free if you'll blog it. Will you blog it? Would you like to join my blogger group? A lot of them would jump like that for free to blog mm-hmm. your items. And then, you know, if somebody's not blogging, you just kick them out of your group, something like that.
Exactly.
You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay.
Well, see, the ironic thing is, if you look right behind us, these boards here on NCI, you can pay for advertising. It costs you, I think, and I have to look through my cards, it's either between 50 and 100 lindens. And this board is up on every newbie free sim. These over here behind, no, well, not those. Not those, Ginger, not those.
I'm looking on the one behind me. Look behind me.
Actually, over towards where you had the camera when you were facing us, to the right, that little boardwalk over there, it's now on your left. No. Keep turning. Okay, so now if you're facing us, it's behind you all the way to the right.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, over there.
Over here? You're at here. I see them now. All right.
Yeah, so those are between $50 to $100. That's up on every sim like this, because this is like a little sandbox area, newbie area. Your ad will show up on all those boards, and it's very cheap. Very cheap, and you did it yourself. You just take a picture of your item, and if you don't know how to take a picture of your item, there are photography groups where there are people who are extremely talented that don't use Photoshop. Make sure you don't, because when they say Photoshop, they're going to charge you extra money if they got to try to make your shit look better. So you're looking for a good photographer that doesn't need Photoshop to make your shit look good and make sure your shit actually looks good. Yeah, some of you. So, and then, you know, that's it. You pay for the advertising. You can go around and do this yourself. Again, it's a lot of work. I'm going to be putting an ad up here probably sometime this week because I found out how cheap it was. I was like, that's all I pay. I could thank
you
for that.
And it's a hell of a lot cheaper than half your profits and your original work.
Yeah, and when it's over, they're going to send you a note and say your thing is done. You want to come pay it again. If you don't, you don't. You're done. There's no, you know, worrying about anybody.
Or another cheap way to get advertising. Usually it's at least usually it's cheap or, you know, free even. Join hunts. Make hunt items. You'll get hundreds of people in your store every month looking for these hunt items because that is how a lot of people who don't want to spend Linden and then end up spending Linden anyways, they go and do these hunts and go, oh, I'll get, you know, a cheap item. And they're like, oh, I like what you made. And they'll come back and buy more.
Or what is it we do every once in a while? We do a flash sale. We tell them, you got, I don't know why this works. I read this somewhere on the internet. You have 30 minutes to get here before all this stuff is on. 30 minutes, we're putting everything on sale. 30 minutes. And sometimes I don't even put the stuff on sale. I just lie. It's not on sale. I'm telling you flat out, people listening. Flat out lie. It's not on sale. It was that price before you came in. I just say it because that's what you do. But it's still a flash sale. Come in here and get it. And then if you don't, either I take it. Usually I will, though. I will take it down. You do have 30 minutes to get it before I take it. I make something else out of it.
Yeah.
I make something else.
I have one item in my store that's for sale, but that's just because I'm too lazy to change it after the weekend. So every Friday gets changed out. But Friday through the next Friday, there's always one item on the board, and it's marked, but it's like marked way down. So,
yeah, and but the point is, though, you can do advertising, and it's going to be a little more work than paying some other person to do it for you, but guess what? You don't have a chance of being scammed if you're doing it yourself. And if you're running a business in Second Life, obviously you're already putting the work into it. You're already putting the time into it. Why not go that little extra mile to make sure that your advertising is getting done the way you want it done, that it's reaching the people that you want it to reach? Because paying some random dude to put your shit up on a website, you're not even sure if it's reaching the people that want to see your stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you can't test this website.
Exactly.
And again, if you are not sure how websites work, then don't do somebody else's. Go set up your own. Go try to do it yourself and learn a little bit because you do live in an age where, you know, most businesses
easy.
Have websites.
It's free, as Corey pointed out, what he's using is a free service.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's hard to measure the metrics because of the service he's on. Like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, it's hard to measure those. But you can find services. Again, you can find services that will measure so you can see who's coming to your site and how often and which pages they like. Maybe you made a specific pair of shoes that's on a page that they like and you can say, oh, I need to make more shoes like this. That's how a business runs, people, some of you. That's how it works. They're visiting this page. I'm going to do more of this. Or they're not visiting this page. I need to get rid of this stuff. And this is your own website. And as Ginger pointed out, you can find people that will take free outfits.
Mm-hmm.
For writing about your stuff. They may not say nice things.
I've done that. I've got a couple of bloggers. Because I don't have a bloggers group. I don't really make enough to have a bloggers group like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a couple of bloggers that I know are consistent. They make blogs just about every day. Some of them, like one of them, it's 5 bloggers on the website. And there's always at least 2 or 3 posts a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I know people are coming and looking at it because I heard about it through other Toddly Do people.
Mm-hmm.
And I send something to them every once in a while. I'm like, hey, I made this. I kind of like it. Does one of you want to blog it? And I give it to whichever one wants to blog it, and it gets up within, like, 24 hours. It's nice. And then I can see the views on it because they've got the views underneath. It's great.
Boom, exactly. And that's what you want is the numbers. You want to look and be able to see tangible evidence that your stuff is getting looked at, and this guy is not providing that.
And he's providing false information is what he's providing.
Yeah, and it's not information that you can verify. So if not,
people and Snow hit on something a minute ago. People inside Second Life, running the business, is just as hard. Well, maybe not just as hard, but it's pretty darn hard. It's complicated. It's a lot of work. You're gonna have to work at it. It's not easy. Yeah.
No,
I understand wanting find somebody who'll do it for you, but don't do it. Go the extra mile. Do it yourself. Think of it as a real life job because for a lot of these people who are in Second Life. It is a real-life job. They make thousands of dollars a month.
Yep.
Working inside Second Life making digital stuff. Things that aren't real. At all, period. They make enough money to live at home comfortably in a nice house with a damn nice computer, driving a nice car, sending their kids to private schools, making you digital toys.
Because I know if I didn't own this top I have on, I'd be buying it. Because I want it now. I'm looking at it going, damn, where can I get one of these for real?
none of mine is mine, but I make Toddly Do clothes, so Yeah.
Well, no, I want this top because, you know, I don't, you know, it works for people that have small boobs. They can't, nobody knows what's going on under that top. Might be big boobs, might be small boobs. And it's good for sweat. Like, you know, if you like me, I tend to sweat up top, even though I don't have a lot. I sweat. So it hides the sweat. I'm just all kind of sexy, damn it. That's what I need. I need this top.
You're always sexy.
I need to find this top.
And I want to talk about something else. He has a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually looked through all 108 pages of this issue of the magazine.
108, that's 101.
No, there was 108. There was I checked it.
What are we looking at?
There's 108. Hold on, let me give you the.
Why are you coming with 108 pages?
Oh, it says 108 down at the bottom, and I went through all 108 of them. So I went through all these pages, and I got to tell you, most of them are pictures. There were a few that he said he took himself, Maxis Loon. And we can say your name, motherfucker, because
it's on
your website.
Your podcast, that's right.
And it is public domain. So MaxisLoonMulto.com/Ning, okay? That's who he is. Be careful of him. We can say your name because you're public domain. You can't get us for that. But anyway, moving on. I looked at the website or the magazine, and most of it wasn't even his shit. It was stuff that was given to him by designers, and all he did was put it together. There was a few photos taken, sure, but it had the same background, the same basic pose, just with different avatars. That's not hard, okay? You're using a basic template, and then you just slap it on there. Big fucking deal. There were a few articles written in there, not even well-written articles, mind you, but there were just a few. Most of it consisted of designers sending him pictures that they've made of their items, of their advertisements, and all he did was slap it into what looks like a magazine.
Are you able to put that magazine up?
Oh, yeah, not my bad. I thought I had it up.
And they're just looking at me being sexy.
There we go.
They're watching my hand, hoping it'll go a little farther.
Right, or hoping I'll sit down on you at least.
That'll be nice. It does look like you're giving me a lap dance, or you're trying to give me a lap dance, but... So if you flick through here really quickly, like this stuff here, this is not stuff that he did. This is an advertiser. Keep flipping. A designer. Keep flipping.
And I'm seeing, I am seeing some stuff I like, but I would not come here to look for this, is the thing.
No. There's a designer again. Like I said, this is stuff that the designer sent him. He
and I know Legal Insanity. How did he get them? I'm also in their group. Is this Anarchy from
Hula.
From Giza? Go back to that page, the Giza page, the one before this one. Go back, Ginger, to the girl laying on the
floor. I'm going back. Give me a second. There we go. With the Anarchy? There we go.
Mm-hmm. We're a couple seconds behind.
That is a hot outfit. I tried that on, though, and that did not look cute on me.
That is a hot
outfit. But this is where I was talking about they do their own ads. This is not Photoshop. This is pretty much
and this image alone is 10 times better looking than his whole damn website.
Yes.
So I'm trying to I'm looking. Giza's they hired the best photographers. This is not Photoshopped out people. This is pretty much their work. We talked about this before. I tell you, taking photos in Second Life to do good work and make it and not have to do extra work is finding the right angle where the hair is not in the skin. Because I'm looking at the thigh there on the side of the motorcycle, that thigh towards the top. That thigh is probably cutting into the motorcycle, but this angle, it looks like she's pressing it against. But I bet
you can tell they've brushed it just a little bit there.
No, they didn't brush it. No, that's angle.
Yeah, that's the angle. If you you have to find the right angle, and I'm betting you they took about 15 pictures just moving inching, because that's generally what I do. I keep inching this way until it looks like it's like that. When you look at it, it looks fine, but I'm betting you if we were able to see it from the other side, you can see it's cutting into the thing. None of this is Photoshopped. This is they turned their resolution all the way up and took the picture. But if you look very carefully there on her arm, here on the bottom, the hair is just almost in the arm. But the illusion of the eye is just enough so it looks like it's just lying there and it's a shadow. But it's in the arm. It's in there. It's inside. So, but this is what I mean by Giza is part of where I learned this technique from was looking at one of them. I think I want to say I ran across somebody who took the pictures from them that was telling me that find the right angle. Notice the arm at the top is kind of cut off, but look very carefully there where it's kind of broken. Look.
Yep.
Just a little bit, but let's go ahead and bring that down and cut it off so you don't really see it when we do the picture. So this is why he's got some people that are talented in every way. Giza hires good photographers. Their models are nice. Their clothing is awesome. You're looking at it again. This is not too Photoshop. There's problems with it, obviously. I can see them, but you know, somebody else looking through here, awesome. but how did he get them?
Mm-hmm.
How did he talk them into this? He's not able to do this himself. So I'm looking at the people who are giving him money. You may have come through here and you saw Giza, but he didn't take this picture.
Nope.
He didn't do this. All he did was take it and he stuck it in a magazine. And any of you can also do the same thing with your own things. And who is this magazine by? Y'all, if you're doing a business in Second Life.
This is Multu.
No, the
Multu put it together, but this is not. It wasn't his design to put it like this. Like he found a program to do this.
This is called Issue.
Yeah, Issue.
Yeah.
So Issue, you can go and sign up with yourself. Like I just clicked on their logo and I'm already logged in. Apparently you know what? I think we did a feature on these people. Remember the people that were like Pinterest? That's what this is.
Oh yeah, I remember that now.
Oh, hey, look, and there's a whole Maxis Leon publisher, Molto More, Molto.com. So he is the publisher of this.
No, he's not.
He's just the person who put the shit together. That's it. That's not really a publisher. Issue.com would be the publisher because they're the ones who actually put it up.
Yeah.
All he did was put it together.
If you click on the issue there at the top left, look at the top of the magazine, click there, and it'll take you to a whole page that looks like Pinterest. Remember, once you look at it, you're going to go, oh, I remember this because we did a story on this company. And anybody can go here and do this. If you look.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting. I'm not logging in.
Yeah. So now that you see all those magazines down there, you can go and anybody can do this. So if you have a Second Life business and you want to feature your things and put them in a book to share with your people and your group, you can do that. You can put all your stuff in there. Do your ads and put it in there and create a whole catalog, which I'm thinking about doing now. But you put a little catalog together and you send the link out and a card and there you go. There's your advertise. People in your group
mm-hmm.
and tell them, pass it around. Pass it around.
Exactly.
Gets this, maybe we'll give you...
And what do you want about he pulled a lot of these images not so much from the creators, but from the from their update groups?
It might be. I wouldn't doubt it. Because I cannot imagine Giza paying him after seeing this.
He got them on their website as one of his main sponsors.
But you know what? They may
and
not
I
even know.
Too. And I put out note cards to all these people. I was like, would any of you want to talk to us? But nobody was online at the moment, blah, blah, blah.
But the thing is, do they know, Ginger? Do they know they're on here? Just because they're, you know, keep in mind, Internet, I can put anything I want. I could say Microsoft is sponsoring us. It doesn't mean they are.
That's true. Well, like I said, I dropped them all note cards. So hopefully one of them or more will get back with us and let us know whether or not they're actual sponsors and what their business has been like with this guy.
Because, you know, honestly, reading over the conversations, we're not going to mention any names, but reading over the conversations, they had a brief little discussion of, well, you can tell by your business. You can tell how your business is doing. And she didn't seem all that impressed. She was like, okay.
No, obviously
it didn't help any, you know. I mean, and how would she know that it was just because of this guy and not because
looking
else?
At your transactions, it's
exactly.
hard to know. I mean, like I
don't know where people saw your shit from. You have no way to measure that metric. You have no way to know.
Now let me give you.
I have vendors on other sims, so I specifically name my vendors differently so that I can
know which ones they came from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this. I want you to put this up because I want to show something really quickly, especially for hopefully designers that are looking at this later. Put that up because I want you to see the difference. And I've seen Second Life magazines that look like this, but this is a real-life magazine I've seen in a store, lingerie magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you flip through a couple of pages there, Ginger, you see how it looks like a magazine? There's people in Second Life. Now, mostly it's like I've seen the Vogue store. They do this for their own stuff. But this is the people you're looking for. If somebody comes to you and approaches you in Second Life saying, I want to put your stuff in a magazine, it needs to look like this. It needs to look like an actual magazine because that's part of the experience of being in Second Life is – making it, you know, making the experience as real as possible. Keep going through a couple more pages, Ginger, and I'm talking faster because you're about to run out of time. Click there on the arrow. There's, you know, there's a table of contents. There's pictures. There's articles. Yeah, so this is what you're looking for. You're not looking for somebody who grabbed basically your ad and then stuck it into the middle, you know, a big old book. If this were real life, and you gave somebody a full-page ad, do you know how much millions of dollars that would cost you?
Yep.
Exactly.
All his magazine was full-page ads of each designer. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And there are actual websites and actual newspapers inside Second Life or magazines that do this.
Not
what he was doing. They actually have real articles, and they cover events and
are about to run out of time, girls. Literally, we're out of time. You want to tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey, and then on Thursday we're going to be doing our Rough, Raw, and Ready show, as always. So be ready for that. And if any of you who are listening to this particular podcast want to contact us about this, get in touch with Ginger, and we'll be more than happy to discuss it with you.
Ginger Ghost Star.
Ginger Ghost Star.
Yeah, Ginger Ghost Star. Check me out.
Get in touch with her, and we'd be happy to talk with you about this, because I got to tell you, your ass is getting scammed. Basically. So, favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
We're bad girls for life, and y'all, seriously, your ass is getting scammed. Check it. Get in touch with us. We'll let you know. Good night, y'all.